Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm John Batchel with Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, writing most recently at Mythologies and Demythologizing Mythologies, Assumptions Heretofore, and we come to the one about where is the Democratic base. Victor, it is a puzzle to me that the president of the United States is concerned. We're told again and again about a voting constituency in the state of Michigan. I understand it's a swing state, but the state of Michigan, Michigan associated with the great success of the 20th century, the automotive industry. And in the state of Michigan, there are young people who chant death to America. I've heard it. It's been recorded. What about that concerns the president that he wonders how they're going to vote and he nods to them when he makes remarks? Death to America, Victor?
Yes, that doesn't bother him, John. What his calculus is, we need Michigan to win the election. And we lost it in 2016 and we barely won it in 2020. So we're really worried about the auto workers because we've gone onto the EV mandate and that can shut down the auto industry. It's a disastrous decision to mandate electric vehicles over, you know, gasoline powered vehicles. So they're vulnerable there. So they have decided that people in Dearborn and that area that are Muslims or Arabs, they're going to pander to and overlook death to America or death to Israel, any of that. And they've made another calculus that in leaning so far to the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas crowd, that their traditional Jewish voter, both as a donor and a voter, and it's much greater. It's not just 250,000 voters in a particular state. It's 3 to 4 million. But they feel they're concentrated in Illinois, New York, maybe Washington, Virginia, and Los Angeles. And these are mostly blue states. And so they, even if they did defect, they would not affect the Electoral College. So they have made a decision that the Jewish American voter will stay with us. And to the extent any defect, they won't have a large voice. But this smaller group is in a true swing state. And it can be, it's volatile. So we need to pander it and allow anything it wants to do and cater to it. And then if the Jewish donor we can talk to, but if they stay home and they vote against us in Illinois, it's not going to matter. Or California, we've already won those states. That's their calculus.
And that is ending on Election Day, or will that continue? Is this now the new Democratic Party of death to America?
I think it is. It's very analogous to the 1972 hijacking of the Democratic Party by George McGovern and the hard left. And then the trouncing that they received from Richard Nixon put them in retirement, but they came out during Watergate. But nevertheless, that was fatal to them because when they reemerged and put Jimmy Carter, it was sort of like a Biden figure, a veneer of respectability and moderation, but he was actually very left wing. He too was trounced. So after the 72 and 80 and the 84 election, the Democrats decided they had to go back to the center with Bill Clinton, and that was successful. So at least up until Barack Obama. So I would imagine that the only thing that's going to stop this Jacobin party is if in November they lose the Senate, they lose control of the House again, and they lose the presidency. And they do it by large margins. If that were to happen, then I think there would be a John Fetterman-like resurgence, people like him. But I don't know if that's going to happen. Right now, there's no distinguishing the base from the Democratic Party. Whatever Schumer and Pelosi say is pretty much in sync with the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Tlaib squad viewpoint.
Do you expect this? We have 30 seconds. Do you expect this to get worse between now and Election Day, or have we reached the bottom?
Well, conventional wisdom says that it will not be as bad because all of these universities are giving finals and they're going to be out all summer. But I look at 68 and they said that. And of course, everybody, they looked at it as a timeout and a time to rest and then all circled the wagons at Chicago. And they thought, you know, Mayor Daley will stop it. He didn't stay. So we have a mayor in Chicago who's no Mayor Daley.
Right.
And the kids are going to go there, and I expect it's going to get worse.
Victor Davis Hanson at the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
There's a time and a place for a filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.